evening, everyone, and welcome to the Yellow Dogs. So sweet. Aren't you glad somebody told you to sit down and be quiet and figure out what was going on inside? I'm so thankful for just that very basic teaching. I mean, the only one that used to say that to me were my school teachers. They're much wiser than we ever thought they were. So we're talking about certain energies that the Buddha said look at, because we're going to see them up close if we're meditating. And they're not anything new, and we all, you know, we all have them. But it does help us tremendously when we can identify them. And they're called hindrances or energies, and we know what they are. Desire, we talked long and hard about desire, wanting, that the wanting mind keeps us pretty busy. And really, when we start looking at our minds, wanting comes in all kinds of forms throughout our day. And aversion's the same way. The things that we push away, even the small things, during the day, we can grab onto or we can push away and get caught in it. Nothing's wrong with it, the process, but to wallow in it is, again, takes us from the clarity of the present moment. So it gives us a bit of a headway into how we create our own self-made stresses. Isn't that interesting? Had one teacher say 99% of our suffering is optional. I don't know if that's true or not, but the more I find out of what my options are, which again, I didn't know until someone said to sit down and be quiet and reflect on certain things that are actually happening to me on any given moment. But tonight we're going to stress restlessness and worry. Restlessness, worry. Yep, I can relate to those two. And makes me think of the serenity prayer that our 12-step program promotes, that says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Boy, that says a whole lot, does it not? And then Mark Twain puts a little twist on it. He says, I've lived through some terrible things in my life, some of which actually happened. And then to end with Pooh, Piglet says, supposing a tree fell down, Pooh, they're walking through the woods. Supposing a tree fell down, Pooh, when we were underneath it. Supposing it didn't, said Pooh. And after careful thought, Piglet was comforted by this. So Pooh was giving Piglet a choice. And really, we have the choice every minute of our lives. And we're in control of those choices. And we're beginning to understand that they are, you know, that they're optional. We don't have to suffer as much as we have set ourselves up to do. So the most important thing is just to understand them. You know, all the things about ourselves inside and out, of course, more wisdom enables us to make more better choices. So we don't want to push them away or get rid of them or act like they shouldn't be there. No, we want to welcome them and we want to rain on them. We want to recognize them. We want to be able to see them when they come up and allow them to do just that. And then to investigate in the body how it feels. I mean, the wanting and the not wanting and the restlessness and the doubt and the sleepiness, it all has a bodily sensation. And what's so nice about taking it to our bodies is that that's where not only we can directly experience it and feeling what the mind state is doing to us, but then we have a choice not to get on that wagon of making a story all about it. Gil Fronsdale, who's a meditation teacher, says investigating them, he's talking about the hindrances, is a bit like learning to farm instead of accepting food. Clever. So investigation is going to take some time, but you know, that's it. Taking the time with the right effort. But what we learn will support us for a long time. I'm hoping even on my deathbed. So restlessness, the Buddha term for that, I'm not going to say it because I can't say it, but it means to shake restlessness. So it's a state of agitation and overexcitement, and we all live a restless life until we know the true meaning or the true nature of what restlessness is. So constant activity, and this is something that's been motivated to do all our lives, but constant, it channels the restlessness at the expense of neither confronting it nor settling it. So we begin to know how to relate to it where it doesn't cause the discomfort, because restlessness is not very comfortable, as you know, and it can be difficult to pay attention to, because guess what? The restlessness itself is a symptom of not being able to be present with our discomfort. Think about it. So we want distraction. We don't want to be what the mind and the body wants to present to us. We want something else, and that only leads to suffering. So it takes patience and discipline and courage to sit still. Doesn't sound hard, but we know it's a difficult thing to do. And when physical restlessness can appear as a compulsive energy just bouncing all over within, we know the feeling, and we can't get comfortable. And there may be incessant impulses to fidget or even to bolt. Have you been around a person who fidgets all the time? And, you know, it's that nervous energy we see directly, we're experiencing with the person. So you can imagine what the person is feeling like within. And so really fidgeting is something that it's going to grab us. And it can appear as shakiness or agitated vulnerability, as if we had too much caffeine. So if we need to directly experience some restlessness and we've kind of forgotten, we can have one more cup of coffee and maybe that will bring it up for us. But when restlessness is mental, it just scatters us. It's just persistent thinking. It's stirring up. And, of course, we're distracted, whatever we're doing. And there'd be inability to focus on anything. And the person you love the most may be right there in front of you or with you. So we don't want to miss those opportunities because we don't understand these mind states. So, and you know, and it's like jumping from one thing to the other. It's that unease. Whereas it could actually be going on, and if we paid attention to it, it wouldn't annoy us or it wouldn't have a direct effect on us, because we wouldn't identify. That's why getting to know them enables us to see them in their true nature. They're not us. We don't have to participate. We don't have to participate. And so it's kind of like the monkey mind. And boy, when that settles, there's such ease there. And so restlessness, never satisfied with their anything. Now the worry comes through the restlessness, or vice versa, and it's the other half of hindrance. Do you know a worrier? Yeah. Oh, okay. Paul's over here pointing at Randy. I wasn't even going to point at him. Paul must know. Randy's a worrier. Okay, so what? You know, I'm the restless one. And Randy's the worried one. But he knows it. But classically, it's explained as agitated feelings of regret for what one has done or not done in the past. And I know you know that, Randy. So nowadays, it seems useful to expand the meaning to include the broader concept of worry. Because concern over imagined futures can cause much worry. We imagine these fears. And then we worry while we're in it. And then we worry. And what do we worry about? But we all have worried minds. It's not just you, Randy Lee Gribbenheimer. I'm picking on you tonight, but we all have worried minds, as you well know. I certainly do. And it can be, I could be worried about my self-image. You know, as trivial as that. And, or we can feel shame or guilt. Without any reason. That's great. I love it.
I don't think she even knows.
So, Mary Margaret, we're looking at your kitty cat in a very delightful way. No, don't apologize. We thank you for it. We love it. So, strong regret and worry hinders us if we want to be quiet and focused during meditation. But there's other times we want that to happen too. But simply being mindful is a big step. And why not work on it? Because it's going to come up when we're not meditating. But why not take the opportunity when we're quiet and still to see it up close, to get to know it up close? And so being mindful is like standing above the maze to get an overview. And without eliminating the hindrance, we're not trying to get rid of anything that we have been given in this lifetime. We're not getting rid of anything. That's not helpful. It gives us a better perspective of what is actually happening. Isn't it so simple? So to be mindful of restlessness, it is a good thing to feel it physically, and it's easily felt because we all know what it feels like within us. And if there's a lot of energy going through our bodies, we can get more spacious. This is one of the tools we can use. We understand big mind. We understand we're bigger than big. So we can just imagine the body as a wide container where the energy is actually allowed. Wow. So see what the space does. The spaciousness allows everything. But what's the impact? Well, the impact is we don't identify and we allow, and the law of nature enables it to be without causing any suffering for us personally. So accepting it can take away the extra agitation of fighting the restlessness. Oh, I'm so restless, that irritates me so much. No, hello, restlessness, I know you. Yep, you're part of me. You come and go, you visit, you're a visitor. So sitting still with restlessness often allows it to settle down on its own. And that happens, and we see that quite naturally when we sit down to meditate, because all of a sudden we're going within. It's like, oh, eyes closed, here we are. And because the settling can take a while, we just have to be patient. You know, that's what this practice teaches us. It is the patience. It's not a quick fix. It's a way of life. And it's like any good process, like the 12-step program. If you don't do it, if you don't practice it, it doesn't work. So we just spin our wheels. So it's important to notice when restlessness is there, to get to know it, and then if you can remember when it's not there. I don't think I can do that. I don't remember. I can't remember that restlessness is not there, even though there's a possibility. So physically, emotionally, and mentally, what does it feel like not to be restless? And if we allow it to take its natural course, we will immediately see it arise, and we'll see it fall away. And it's gone. It's done. So the knowledge of what it is, like to be still, calm, or peaceful, is very nurturing. We know what being quiet, still, calming brings us because we have directly experienced it more than once, more than twice, more than three times. So it can give us appreciation for healthy alternatives of being caught in one of these hindrances. And so the Buddhist teaching says, what triggers it? What triggers it? So it helps us to look back over what might have been the cause and condition. I mean, I know there's so much in my past that I have not, that I did not do right, that I have not come to terms with yet. And so they still haunt me. So bringing it in, bringing it on, and look at what we're hanging on to in the past that could cause the effect of restlessness, if it's a constant thing. And understanding an ongoing cause, then we can remove the cause. And that's what we're doing anyway with everything else that we're living with within these minds and bodies. So we can wisely avoid activities that bring restlessness or regret. Okay, I can't, and I know I have friends the same way. I can't watch violent movies anymore. Okay? They have a restless, you know, I can't say, oh, it's a movie. It hooks me. So it's not entertainment, you know? So that's just one example. But because it hurts. Restlessness hurts, and that's why it's so important when we do get to rely on perceiving what's going on through our bodies. Can you not see how the body will teach you that? Because that will be a deterrent right there. And so one of the more profound skills for working through restlessness and worry is to let go of the beliefs that keep them going. So list them. What are these beliefs if you're a worrier? Strong opinions about what is or is not supposed to do will incite it. Judgments of good and bad. So we can be liberated from this worriness, from this restlessness, as we dive into looking at it closer. So good luck. Thank you.